On Tuesday and Wednesday this week, at least 50 people in Wisconsin had to visit a hospital emergency room due to a heat-related illness. That's according to Department of Health Services spokeswoman Beth Kaplan. The state has a system that tracks the number of heat-related illnesses at 45 hospitals. It's new, so health officials can't make historical comparisons yet.
But we can say that the current data show that there is a significant increase in heat-related illnesses over normal summer weather conditions.
Kaplan says in June, two or three people landed in the hospital each day due to the heat. Heat exhaustion and heat stroke occur when a person becomes dehydrated and can't regulate their body temperature. According to Mayo Clinic, untreated heat stroke can lead to brain, kidney, and muscle damage, or even death. Kim Lombard is the Trauma and Injury Prevention Coordinator with Gunderson Lutheran in La Crosse. Lombard says the early signs of heat exhaustion include heavy sweating, feeling faint, and an increased heart rate.
And you're probably not going to notice it in yourself at that point because it affects your neurological function, your mental status. So if you're slurring your words, if you're stumbling, you're probably not going to be the one to recognize that. It's going to be the people who are around you. So not only should you be aware of, you know, what's going on with yourself, but just be cautious of the others and your family and your friends who are around you.
Lombard says it's important to seek medical attention immediately since heat exhaustion can lead to heat stroke within 10 minutes. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.